International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 1. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. Acts 28:31. Proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness, unhindered. John 5:17. But Jesus answered them, My Father is working until now, and I also am working. When you read Acts 28, you feel as if the book has not yet concluded. This book does not have an ending. The Acts of the Apostles is a book without an ending because this book is still being continued. Perhaps the Acts of the first century apostles have ended, but the book of Acts as a whole has not yet ended. Until now we still have the Acts of the Apostles with us. The Lord said, My Father is working until now, and I also am working. This shows that since the rebellion of Satan and the fall of man, God has been working until now, and the Lord is also working. What is the Book of Acts? The Book of Acts is not a record of the work of Paul or a record of the work of Peter or John. The Book of Acts is a record of the work of God. Who can say that God has done no work after Acts 28? Today's reading. The Book of Acts does not have an ending. After chapter 28, many of God's vessels are still carrying on with His work. His work is continuing and has not stopped. Everything was not over after Paul worked in Rome for 2 years. Paul lived in Rome and was later martyred. None of these things are recorded in the Book of Acts. Peter, Paul, and John are three important persons, yet none of their endings were recorded. How can we say that the Book of Acts has ended? God's testimony can never be finished. We could say the same thing even if there was a 29th chapter, or a 30th chapter, or even a 100th chapter. If one wanted to write more, new things could always be added. This is why Acts stops at chapter 28. Although the written record no longer continued after chapter 28, God's work has been going on. The work in the first century was not the peak. For 4,000 years, God has been working. If we say that Acts 28 was the peak, we must be at the bottom of the hill, we must have come down from the peak. This is not true, because the Lord said, My Father is working until now, and I also am working. We should not assume that God's work reached its peak at the time of Paul, and we should not consider that God's work reached its peak at the time of Martin Luther either. No. The first century was not the end of God's work, nor was the 16th century the end of His work. Even last century was not the end of God's work. His work will go on until the kingdom and even until the new heaven and the new earth. God is always advancing, He never stops. If we know this and believe in this, we will praise our Lord. Man always has a misconception that his age is the worst age of the church. At the time of Martin Luther, some thought this way. At the time of John Wesley, some thought this way. We consider Martin Luther's time a marvelous age and John Wesley's time a marvelous age also. While we consider their ages marvelous, some who come 50 years after us will say that we were at a marvelous age. We are afraid that man will stop. But God never stops. Every year, He knows what He is doing, and He knows how much He will work. Every year, He does what He wants to do. He is a God who goes on day by day, He is always advancing. Hallelujah! God is a God who keeps on advancing. Every time God advances, He finds some vessels. In the Book of Acts, God found some vessels. At the time of Martin Luther, God found a vessel, and at the time of John Wesley, he also found a vessel. Every time there is a spiritual revival, God finds some vessels. Where is God's vessel today? It is true that the Father is working until now. But who is continuing to work together with Him? Who can say, "I also am working"? This is the crucial question. This is the end of today's morning revival.